The fine silver was on the table, and a meal deserving of it was being prepared in the kitchen. Jazzy's father, Cecil, was set to arrive for dinner. It was his first visit home since he'd left to move into a 200-year-old southern mansion with a fireplace in every room that belonged to his aunt and uncle in rural Georgia. Cecil was bringing them to dinner, too. Cecil's stay started a few months ago, and he relished describing the beauty and charm of the estate, the idyllic scenery, and the majestic nature of the historic home in every phone call and letter. He told his family the mansion was so striking that people would stop along the side of the highway to take pictures. The house was in the middle of Cecil's aunt and uncle's farm, and in his stories, Cecil gave all of the chickens and pigs personalities and names to match. Jazzy and her big sister Cecilia, who everyone called Cece, waited in the living room, eyes locked on the driveway. Finally, a creaky station wagon with a U-Haul trailer in tow rolled down the street and stopped in front of their house. "Daddy's here!" shrieked Cece,